You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at
owensrecoveryscience.com.
All right, recorded live at the AAMT annual conference in Salt Lake City, we got a chance to talk to Canadian physio Carolyn Emery. She talks about her role and her view on how physios need to fill the huge role in prevention of injuries for youth athletes.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. They say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Now, it's a very, very busy conference weekend. We're going from one conference to the other. We were just at National Student Conclave, and then we flew just a couple hours away to Salt Lake City, Utah, and now we are here at AAMPS National Conference, and I am joined by...
Carolyn Emery. I come from the University of Calgary.
And where do you come from? What's your story in a nutshell? How did you come here?
Sure. So I'm a physiotherapist, and I started in pediatric hospital setting and worked with a lot of kids who were suffering post-injury, and a lot of these injuries happen in sport and recreation.
Yeah.
So I realized that as a physiotherapist, there's a lot more I could offer on the prevention side of things, and moving some of the things we were doing in rehab forward and focusing on preventing some of these injuries so we can keep kids active for life.
Yeah, we want to keep them moving. We don't want them to be injured. And a lot of times we're just thinking, well, if some is good, more is better. You were always the mom, the coach on the hockey team, because as you pointed out earlier, you got to play hockey. So I got to ask, because you played, where are you on the ice? What's your position? Where do you like to hang out?
Well, they always hide the weakest players on right wing, so that's where I was.
Wait a second. I played right wing.
Oh, did you?
I didn't know
no
that's
kidding.
Where they hid the
okay,
weakest guys.
Well, that's what they tell me.
So talk to me about that. What were you able to do since what was the phrase that they called you, on the team?
Well, my kids started it, and they called me Safety Sue.
Safety Sue.
Yeah.
So you're the Safety Sue. So here's the thing. Safety Sue, it's not sexy, but it's really important. And that's the thing. Like, preventing an injury, it's kind of invisible. But you and I both know the prevalence rates, that if we can prevent the injury, they can play longer and more. So how did you kind of take that active role in preventing and doing the non-sexy but the very important thing with a bunch of youth hockey players?
I think that the opportunity there to be part of my kids' experience in hockey and actually the things they were doing outside of hockey. So it wasn't all just about hockey. It was about that development of other movement skills through other sports. It was about taking kids to what they perceive to be perhaps risky situations in terms of, hiking and, jumping off the rocks into the water. And we just found ways to do it in a safer way. But I was also the cool mom because I would get them doing those sorts of things.
Listen, my mom went to most of my hockey games. There wasn't a chance she was ever actually putting on skates. So you're automatically the cool mom as soon as you lace them up. That's cool. So you talked about perceived risky situations, and you said jumping off a cliff. Go into that, because you mentioned a little story about your son and what he does now.
Well, that's right. He finds cliffs all over the world to jump off and sends me videos of doing double flips off of them. So,
no way.
Yeah, it makes me nervous, but I also know that he knows exactly how he needs to check the water and the depth of the water beforehand. And unfortunately, we all have situations in our life where we face losses from whether it's avalanche or whether it's drowning. And I think that, you can take precautions for sure and learn from those things.
So that's got to feel really good. Just on a personal note, is your son listened to something you were saying probably over and over when he was younger, and now he actually puts that into practice, because you mentioned in your talk this morning, before they go jumping off cliffs, your son is actually in the water checking the depth, because a little bit of an error there is going to be a major, major injury, a major disaster, a major setback, if you don't just do that little thing, which is preventing disaster.
Yeah.
So that's got to feel good that message stuck.
Well, for sure. And I think that it, you know, increasingly becomes more of the norm, right? More of the culture. Wearing helmets has become more the norm. And when you're talking
great.
About skateboarding or mountain biking, you know, you see in skiing and snowboarding, the number of people that are wearing helmets now compared to 5 years ago. You know, we have answers around prevention, be it around helmets, around rules and regulations of the game, behaviors on the ice, neuromuscular training to prevent 50% of the injuries in soccer, basketball. You know, we just need to have that be part of the culture and see the benefits not only around injury prevention, but actually we see improved performance in gameplay. We see fewer kids injured, and we know that if you have fewer kids injured, you're win-loss tie record is going to be better.
Absolutely.
So there's other positives as well.
How do you now we'll go. That's the 30,000 foot view. That's the thing we as physios know. How do you translate that to a 12-year-old hockey player? Like, hey, if you spend 10, 15 minutes warming up before practices and games, you're going to play more practices and games. How do you actually communicate that?
It's really a village that really has a responsibility for prevention. And I would say in that context, whether it's soccer, basketball, hockey, those kids, they listen to their coach.
Yeah.
And so it's really about us figuring out how do we facilitate behavior change around prevention, and how is it that we can enable coaches to champion that as part of their regular practice, their regular pregame warm-up, and really make a difference.
So we're very similar, you know, physios and coaches, they're similar, there's some overlap, but then there's also differences. How do you get the coaches to buy in? Because we know the players buy in if the coach says it. How do you get the coaches to buy in?
Well, that's your next layer of the village, and that's about the association, the administrators, and facilitating opportunities, coach workshops, things that are not recommended, but actually part of what you do if you're going to coach in this association. And I think that, you know, we're certainly getting there with a lot of coaching organizations and with a lot of sporting associations. But we still have a long way to go.
I know.
And, you know, even if they do some of it, even if their adherence to doing neuromuscular training for every practicing game isn't, even if it's 50%, we still see a huge reduction in injury risk.
I don't remember the exact statistic, but you showed if someone did a very specific program, their injury rates went down a lot. But even if they did a general one, it still went down.
Yes.
And that's gotta be an easy message to transmit,
right?
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, it's not rocket science. The more you adhere to it, the more preventive effect it will have.
Yeah, but you say it's not rocket science, but wow, yeah, we know so much, and just transmitting that little thing that we don't think is so complex can really, like as you mentioned in your talk, can go so far, especially, I mean, for the whole population, but specifically for youth athletes. It's got to be a good feeling when you see people really buy in.
Oh, for sure. And I think that the one thing that we're very good at as physiotherapists is education. And unfortunately, education is the one thing we know doesn't work in terms of preventing injuries across all contexts of injury prevention. You look at seatbelts, and you look at helmet use, right? Education. It didn't have any effect. How do we really champion behavior change? And that's going to be understanding a lot more about why and how people change their behavior.
I think I'm picking up what you're saying is we know a little bit about how to change this behavior, but we need to study it to figure out how do we really make these human beings, which are animals, really buy into what we're saying. Because like we said, prevention of something is invisible. So it's really hard to see until that moment. One of my favorite podcasters actually was talking about recently how his son fell off his bike and wasn't wearing a helmet. Well, now he's all about helmet awareness. What if that was a month ago? His son wouldn't have hit the pavement, but it's hard. It's got to be very hard for you to paint that picture, but I'm glad someone is trying.
Unfortunately, sometimes it's those stories that have the big impact. And, you know, we know we have a situation in Canada with a young female rugby player who died having a second impact in rugby and high school rugby. And you have lots of those stories here in the U.S. as well. And it often takes a story to really leverage the momentum to move forward to make a difference.
Yeah, unfortunately, as you pointed out, those are the stories. Those are the show me and not tell me moments. And you know, you can put a face to it, but we'd love to use those stories for a purpose, and that purpose is not having any more of those stories or having fewer of those stories.
Yeah, and a lot of credit to those families who have put those stories forward and are continuing to make a huge difference in this country and others.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits. Positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional, AURESmedical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Talking specifically about a conference like AOMS, real quickly, why do you come to something like this? What else do you get out besides, you know, speaking and educating? What else do you look forward to at a place like this?
I really look forward to the opportunity actually to network with my profession and working in a very interdisciplinary research field. That's fantastic. I learned from so many different experts in different areas: exercise physiology, biomechanics, health psychology, looking at behavior change, for example.
Yeah.
But it always comes back to really trying to be a champion within my own profession, and continuing to learn from what my profession has to offer.
And that's a great message for everybody, student, clinician, whether new or seasoned, to hear is that, you know, people who are still speaking at these major conferences are still here to learn, and then to take what they've learned and then maybe put it in their own research or their own practice. I think that's a great take-home point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm surrounded by people who are seeing these kids and these patients every single day, and I'm not anymore. And so I need to continue to learn from them.
That's great. All right, so every episode that we record, we give the opportunity for the guest to give us a parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at OptumFellowship.com.
So if you're going to leave the audience with one thing to take forward and kind of take into their clinical practice on Monday morning, what would it be?
Well, I think that the physiotherapists out there need to step up and bring prevention into their context. Every patient they see, every game they watch their kids play, every game they coach, there's lots of opportunities for prevention. We can have a huge impact at a population level. It's not to say that we can't have a huge impact at an individual level as well as physiotherapists treating patients, but I think that we can have an even bigger impact in prevention.
I like that, the 30,000 foot view, but also the boots in the ground view. Appreciate your time. Looking forward
Thank
to
you.
More stuff from you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much.
The PT Pinecast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools, from high-quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another podcast. core from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.